An article in the Herald Sun today looks at the revised privacy statement of Uber, the ride-sharing app. The statement outlines the fact that the app can access passengers' contact book text and track them even when the app isn't open. So is this something we should be concerned about, or is it something the technology actually needs access to? To tell us a little bit more and to help us a bit with this question is Ben Grubb, technical editor from The Age, who joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Ben, do apps actually really need to access our private information, or are they just collecting the information so they can on-sell it? Is it just nothing more than a profit situation for those people?
Well, it's actually more to facilitate the app. So let's use Uber as an example, seeing as that's what we're talking about. Often when you use Uber, it's a ride-sharing app, if you don't already know. You say, this is where I am, and then someone can come and pick you up in their own car. And in order to be able to do that, it needs access to your GPS. Some would argue, well, maybe it doesn't, but maybe you could just type in your address. But what if you've moved, since you've hailed or virtually hailed the Uber? You give access to the app to gain access to your location, and you can also see the location of the driver coming, and it's important for the facilitation of the app. So I think that sometimes, we do need to give away a little bit of information in order to be able to use a service, but you can always choose not to use the service if you don't want to give away that information. But something else in this article this morning was that, they can track your location even when your phone is turned off, which is actually impossible. But what they are wanting to do now, what this updated privacy policy and their soon-to-be-updated app will allow them to do, is when you, minimise an app on your phone, often what will happen is the app won't be able to gain access to your location anymore. But what they want to be able to do is continue to gain access to your location even when it's minimised. And that's so, say you're on a call to your driver, they can still see where you are when you're on that call, because that minimises the app. And the reason they want to be able to do that is, say you're trying to say, we've all probably had this, you're trying to be picked up by someone, they can't find you, but if you've got Uber and it's telling them what your actual GPS location is, then maybe they'll be able to find you a little bit quicker.
What about having access to your contact book, Ben? Is there a reason that they should be able to do that? And how do you know they're going to use it to, get in touch with people if you're in trouble, and not to just pass on, marketing information to your friends and relatives?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And lots of apps will ask for access to your contact book. But I think there's a bit of a difference between, the app itself on your phone having access to that information to facilitate its operation, and then that information being sent back to Uber headquarters. And sometimes privacy policies do an awful job of trying to explain this to us, and they can be pages and pages and pages long. So in this case, one of the services that Uber offers is split fare, and what it enables you to do is you get to the end of the fare and you want to split it with the person that's next to you, and they also have Uber. The way that you do that is by allowing access to your contact book and then sharing, then you click your friend and then it shares the fare with them and it comes up on their screen. The only way to actually, make that in the most convenient way possible is by allowing it to the app itself, not Uber headquarters, to have access to your contact book so that it knows the number to put in. Some, again, would argue, why don't you just type in the telephone number of your friend? I don't think people actually remember telephone numbers
anymore. No, they don't. That certainly changed, hasn't it, Ben? Ben, time is on the fly. We have to go. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Ben Grubb, their tech editor from The Age.